I laundered every day. My hands chapped and cracked from the soap and water, my face red from standing over the steam. I was given the hardest jobs. But cleaning his studio was the best part of my day.
Great.
Sorry, sir. I'm nearly finished.
Do you know what that is? What you're dusting?
It's a strange wooden box with a smaller box attached to one side and a round object protruding from it.
It's called a camera obscura. Do you want to look in it?
Yes, I do, sir.
There. It's ready. Now, look. Now, wait. Place my robe over your head. Then the image will be stronger.
His robe is still warm and smells of the way brick feels when it's been baked by the sun.
What can you see?
I see the painting, sir. Except the woman isn't in it. And it's smaller. And everything is switched around.
Yes. The image is projected upside down. And left and right are reversed.
I don't understand. I'm sorry, sir. I'll wash your robe.
Never mind the robe. What don't you understand?
How did it get there?
Do you see this? This is called a lens. When the light from the scene goes through it and into the box, it projects the image here.
I feel as if I have drunk my evening beer too quickly.
Your eyes are very wide.
So I've been told.
It's surprising, isn't it?
But why do you look at it when you can look at your own painting?
It helps me see, so I can make the painting.
You can use your eyes to see.
But your eyes don't see everything. It helps me see differently. To see more of what is there.
I don't know what to say, so I say,
I have to go to the meat hall.
You may go then.
Hello, Great. I wondered when you'd come.
It's a silly thing for Peter to say. I'd bought meat from him at the same time every day.
£3 of stewing beef, please.
Great, there's something I wanted to...
What?
Where does your family live?
The Ouder Lungen Dyke at Papist's Corner.
Not them. Your real family.
I feel foolish.
Oh, off the Reed Belt Canal. Not far from the Coup Gate. What is it?
There have been reports in that quarter. Of the plague.
Has the quarantine been set?
Not yet. Maybe today. Great. Wait.
Great. Why are you running?
What is it, girl?
Please, madam, mistress, I have heard that my family's street may have been quarantined. I have to go and see them.
What? And bring the plague back with you?
But mistress...
No! You are not permitted to go there. And you won't be going home on Sundays until it's safe.
Don't be silly, girl. You can't do anything for them, and you have to save yourself. You're clever, you can work that out.
I'm not able to work well. I'm worried about my family. Not how clean I can get the floors or how white the sheets.
Great. I'm sorry to hear about your family's misfortunes.
Will you tell me, sir, if the quarantine has been set?
It was. Yesterday morning.
Thank you, sir. May I ask you something else, sir? About the painting?
What is it?
The map hanging from the wall has been removed, both from the painting and the scene. The wall is bare now.
Does that upset you?
It did at first, but...
But now?
The lines of the woman are clearer now against the brownish-white background on the wall. Simpler.
How could I have dared say such a thing?
Are you happy the map is gone?
It's a better painting now.
Yes, I am pleased. And Vanraven will be pleased too.
Will Vanraven take it away?
Yes, he will come to have a look at it, and then it will be gone.
That's a shame. I'll miss it.
Just the beef, that's all for today.
Peter.
Great.
There is something in his eyes. I know what it is.
Can you send me quickly?
He was serving me first.
But I need to be back at the house.
Just because you were young and you smile at him doesn't mean he will forget his other customers.
Wait, Greet. I need to speak to you.
I know what he's about to say.
There you go, madam. Greet, have you heard?
I know they have lifted the quarantine. I'm going home to see them tomorrow.
You haven't heard then.
What?
It's your sister, Agnes.
I want to run.
She was struck by the plague.
But only children and thieves run.
Here. I'm sorry, Greet.
My parents?
They are well.
I must see her.
It's too late, Greet. She's gone.
I run as fast as I can. I don't even thank him. I want to run straight home to my parents, but I know I can't. And even if I did, she isn't there. It was the end of summer when my sister died, and the autumn rain that followed drenched Delft like the grief that poured from my soul.
Will you stop moping around, Greet? Can't afford any mistakes tonight.
Sorry.
He has a painting of me, you know.
Who?
Our guest, Vanraven. Master painted me pouring milk. Everyone said it was his best painting.
Doesn't it bother you that Vanraven takes pleasure in looking at you every day?
Stop it, Greet. Take the wine out now and come back quickly for the soup.
Yes, my dear man, my wife is beautiful, but somehow you have managed to make her look even more so, and she knows it as well.
I keep telling my husband, Vanraven, that it is time he painted a grander picture with lots of subjects in it.
Yes, yes.
Maybe people playing different instruments.
And maybe I can be in it. I could play the lute.
Do you play the lute, Vanraven?
No, but I can pretend to. Who's this then?
She's nobody, just one of the maids.
I feel Vanraven's eyes crawling all over my body.
I haven't seen you here before, girl.
She's new.
You may go now, Greet.
Oh, so soon. I haven't had a proper look at it yet.
Greet, tell Tanaka to bring the soup herself.
Have the wide-eyed maid bring it to us.
You heard him. Now go.
Tell us, Vanraven, what are your thoughts on what you'd like to see my son-in-law paint next?
But who am I to dictate such things? Isn't that right, Johannes? The master painter paints what he wishes to paint.
Do I?
Of course. I merely offer up my humble suggestions. The rest is in your hands.
That Sunday, I return home. To a home that will never be the same without my sister's laughter.
Did she ask for me?
Every day, Greet. She asked for you every day.
Why do you have to say such things to her? Do you know she couldn't have come here?
Well, at least you're home now.
I look around our home and suddenly I'm struck by how simple it is.
Tell us about your new life, Greet. About your master.
There is so much to tell.
There's nothing to tell.
What is he painting now? Describe it to me.
There is a woman, Vanraven's wife. She is tying pearls around her neck, gazing at herself in the mirror. The light from the window bathing her face and her yellow mantle. The dark foreground separating her from us.
Go on.
The light on the back wall is so warm
that looking at it feels the way the sun feels on your face.
But what is the story of the painting?
His paintings don't tell stories.
Every painting tells a story.
No, Father, you don't understand.
Yes, that's what you think of us now. That we understand so little compared with your new family.
I want to remind her that she is the one who made me leave my home and go to live with them. Instead, I say...
Shall I light the foot warmers?
When I come home the next day, Katerina is in labour.
Where have you been? Take the girls. Take them out to play. It won't be long now. Come back in an hour.
Is she all right?
Oh, yes. She makes a racket, but there's nothing behind it. She's made to have babies. Pops them out like a chestnut from a shell.
March, Cornelia, come with me.
Greet, has the baby come yet?
Not yet, March. Soon.
I've got something for you, Greet.
For me? What would I do with a doll?
We don't play with it anymore. I thought maybe you'd like to have it. You can give it to your sister.
She knows. Of course she knows. But I won't give her the satisfaction of seeing my tears. Katerina gave birth to Franciscus. And 10 days later, there is a birth feast. I had polished the house till my hands were cracked and bleeding.
Another mouth to feed, Johanna?
Well, luckily, Van Raven's patronage has allowed us to grow as a family.
How very true. You may be able to afford at least 6 children more if only you were able to paint faster.
Greet, stop staring at the guests. Get the oranges from the kitchen. Go. Go!
Apparently he won't let his own wife anywhere near his studio after she broke the Leonox mission.
Ah, the wide-eyed maid. Hello, my girl.
Sir, you gave me a fright.
Why are you frightened of me, my dear? I'm just a man who appreciates beautiful things. You should be honoured.
Honoured by what?
By my appreciation.
Excuse me, I need to get past...
What for? What's the hurry?
Let me go. Let go of me.
I'm not the kind of person who lets go of anything, Greet.
Greet!
Ah. Katerina, look at you. Simply glowing as always.
My husband would like to introduce you to someone, Van Hoven.
Yes, of course. Of course. You should teach the maid of yours some manners.
How dare you?
Mistress, he was... He tried to...
I don't care what he did. You are a maid. You will act like a maid in his presence. Keep your head down and do whatever is required, or you'll be out in the streets. Have I made myself clear?
Yes.
Remember your place, Greet. Van Raven is our patron. Our lives depend on him, and we do whatever he asks us to do.
Yes, mistress.
Now go. Tanaka is looking for you.
They were going to ruin me. Something of me will die before I leave this house.